I'm Joe Vicnicki in Petersburg, where residents debated the future of health care for this island community with the ongoing backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The conversation has to be more about the realities of living here and how we can provide the best care at the best price for the entire population.
Residents posted signs around town backing the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, hoping to spark a discussion about who should get to build and operate a new hospital here. The Petersburg Medical Center, the community hospital for more than a century, wants to replace its aging building with a new one and is seeking grant funding. Meanwhile, search expanded into behavioral health and dentistry in Petersburg with changes and retirements for a local nonprofit and a business this year. Local residents protested against a face covering requirement in indoor public spaces in February. An outbreak later that month had schools returning to distance learning and other closures, and it was Petersburg's largest outbreak during the pandemic. That was until November, when case numbers skyrocketed. The medical center expanded its home health program with nurses bringing care directly to patients.
If it wasn't for the home health people, I wouldn't have made it because I was too weak to drive myself. I was too weak to even walk. I was too weak to do anything. It's been very scary for me.
The borough disbanded its emergency operations center and most health mandates at the end of June, but continued with unenforced face covering requirements during times of high case counts. Throughout the year, the community rallied around a teen getting treated for cancer in Seattle. Joseph Tagabon had a warm homecoming in November.
Joseph's here. He's whole. He's alive.
A two-family business, Hammer and Wecon, celebrated a century in Petersburg with multiple events throughout the year. The Little Norway Festival and many other local events returned with in-person gatherings as well. Petersburg saw a return of small ship cruises, with companies mostly requiring vaccinations for passengers. One company did end a voyage in July with an outbreak during a port call to Petersburg. Seafood processing companies mostly required a vaccinated workforce, and those workers kept busy this summer with strong catches of seafood. Fishermen saw high and, in some cases, record-breaking prices for many species. The National Marine Fisheries Service designated critical habitat for three populations of humpback whales in the Pacific Ocean, but excluded waters of Southeast Alaska, much to the delight of local and state governments and fishing trade groups. The harvest from the month-long moose hunt in central Southeast set a new record, with hunters on Kupernoff Island having the most success. New research showed that the ermine, a small kind of weasel living on Prince of Wales Island and the Haida Gwaii, are a distinct species. It was another summer and fall of bears seeking an easy meal from local garbage cans, and that prompted Petersburg's assembly to pass a new local law allowing more fines for people who don't secure their garbage. Shipping problems and COVID outbreaks meant empty shelves for local stores and a lack of supplies for many businesses. Staffing problems at the local post office kept customers waiting in long lines for packages for the second year. Local residents debated proposed federal legislation to create five new urban native corporations and transfer land to them from the Tongass National Forest. An internal audit released by the U.S. Forest Service found that that federal agency mismanaged two timber sales on the Tongass, resulting in a loss of revenue that could fund habitat restoration work. A project to clean up contaminated soil on a Federal Aviation Administration site on Level Island south of here finished up in 2021 with a price tag topping $5 million. Southeast Alaska Power Agency in July contracted to have a new submarine electrical transmission cable installed between Petersburg and Wrangell, replacing a power line that failed in 2019. Construction started in January on a new 15-unit affordable housing complex next to Petersburg Medical Center. The Petersburg Indian Association also added new affordable housing space in 2021, with local leaders discussing the need for more. And at the end of October, the state said a $40 million road project across the northern part of Kupernoff Island was completed. During the warmer months, it will allow someone to drive from Cake to a boat ramp about 12 miles north of here. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.